Hi there, this is Mike Breed with the Warren Group, bringing you our Connecticut Home Sales Data Report for January 2018. During the month, there were 2,088 single-family homes sold across the state, a 3.7% decrease from January 2017. Meanwhile, median single-family home prices rose 3.4% to $235,000 and the highest mark for the month of January since 2011. Joining us now to shed some light on the performance of the Connecticut real estate market is Warren Group CEO Tim Warren. Thanks for joining us, Tim.
Sure thing, Mike.
So even though home sales fell 3.7% from 2017, this marked the second consecutive year that more than 2,000 transactions were recorded during the month of January. The last time sales surpassed the 2,000 mark was in January 2007. Could this be a sign that a shrinking inventory is occurring and buyers are looking for just buying opportunities outside of the traditional spring and summer markets?
Well, you make a good point, Mike. The number of single-family home sales slipped a bit in January when we compare it with last January. But we need to understand that last January was a blowout month for some reason. I don't really know why. Last January saw a 25% increase over 2016 in the number of homes sold. So it was a very high bar to reach this year. And as we see from the statistics, it didn't quite reach that bar. And as you point out, this January was the best in more than 10 years. So we shouldn't be discouraged and call it a poor sales month. I do think that low inventory is a problem, however. Realtors everywhere are wishing that they had more homes to show and to sell, and that's not just in Connecticut. And the low inventory is probably pushing up prices a bit. For the past few years, median prices in Connecticut have been very flat. An increase in January of 3.4% is higher than we've seen in quite a while. And finally, to answer your question about home buyers looking for opportunities in seasons that are not typically busy, well, with a low inventory, I think that home buyers are always going to be on the prowl. The real question is whether home owners will put their homes on the market at non-traditional times of the year.
Now, we have yet to see local housing markets across Connecticut reach their pre-recession peaks, but they're getting pretty close. Do you think that 2018 could finally be the year that we see Connecticut's housing market see a complete recovery?
Well, I guess I would say that in a simple word, the answer is no. I don't see any way in the world that 2018, that the median price could reach its previous annual peak. The best year was 2007, with a median price of $295,000. 10 years later, in 2017, the median price was $249,900. That's 15% below the peak, and that's a steep mountain to climb. And the same holds true for the number of homes sold. In 2004, we had our best year in Connecticut, and there were 45,000 single-family homes sold. Last year, it was only 34,000. Now, the real estate market in Connecticut is doing fine. I'm not trying to say that it's doing poorly. It's not a bad market, and it is improving, but it's nowhere near the top.
Well, thanks, Tim, and thanks to everyone for joining us. This has been your Connecticut Home Sales Data Report for January 2018. If you'd like more information about Warren Group products and services, look us up on social media or visit us at www.thewarrengroup.com.